Everyone's reason for entering the vacation rental business is different. There isn't exactly a vacation rental school where you go to major in growing your company from 0 to 500 properties. Few individuals decide out of college to get in the vacation home rental business. Honestly, it can be a bit of a tough market to jump into if you have no experience or reputation, and acquiring those first couple properties can be a mammoth challenge. And as you may have already discovered, few realtors or business owners want to refer their clients to someone without a proven track record. Often, people stumble into the vacation rental business through necessity or opportunity. For example, at the height of the 2008 financial crisis, many vacation homeowners suddenly found themselves in a pinch and needed extra cash. Prior to this point, their business might have been doing fine, and they saw no issue leaving a property sit vacant for 10 months out of the year. But when pressures rose and finances got tight, they were forced into the vacation rental space through necessity. Such was my story. I started my first company in the mortgage industry at the ripe age of 25. After several years of working at another job as an employee, I thought to myself, I can do this better. This self-assurance prompted me to put the wheels of change in gear to say my goodbye. But about this same time, my boss learned of my plans, and my departure was accelerated. Several months prior to my intended farewell, my wife and I got married. It was September 1999, and a couple days later, we flew to Hawaii for our honeymoon. It was then I received an unexpected call. I found out my boss realized I was starting my own mortgage company, and he made the decision to fire me on the spot, along with several others in my department. Hanging up the phone, I made my way back down to the pool where my wife was sipping a Lava Flow, a delicious frozen drink made up of strawberry daiquiri and piña colada, which I highly recommend, and I pronounced to her, "Well, honey, you just married an unemployed man." Days after our honeymoon ended, we returned home to Baltimore, and I founded First Commonwealth Funding. And for the next 8 years, my company skyrocketed. We grew to over 100 employees, were licensed in 12 states, and were closing over $350 million in loans a year. It was an incredible ride, and I felt on top of the world. I had all the toys, vacations, and prestige one could want at my age. But then came the financial crisis, and everything changed. Because the mortgage business was the first to feel this impact, my company's crash began in 2007. Over the course of a year, I watched the company I built from the ground up crumble before my eyes. We went from closing around $30 million a month in loans to about a tenth of that in the span of months. On top of this, because we had grown so fast, we found ourselves with a ton of overhead, including our 20,000-square-foot Class A facility. While I felt terrible and partially responsible for our team's collapse, everyone around me could take one look at the mortgage industry and see the writing was on the wall. Company after company folded, and it was only a matter of time before we did the same. To make matters worse, much of my parents' retirement was tied up in the success of the business, and so the failure I experienced affected not only my team, but those who raised me. I had two small children, and my wife was a stay-at-home mom. So many people were depending on me, and I could not escape the feeling I let everyone down. Let's just say there were a good number of sleepless nights. But then, an unexpected lifeline dropped. At the time, I was part of this group called the Young Presidents Organization, YPO, and one of the other men in the group was this guy named Brad Callahan. Brad was a very successful entrepreneur who founded and oversaw multiple organizations. Seeing the collapse of the mortgage industry, he invited me to lunch at Legal Seafoods in Baltimore and said, "Brooke, I've had the idea to start a vacation rental company for over 5 years and think you're the guy I would like to run it." My initial thought was, vacation rentals? Doesn't this guy know that we are in the midst of a recession? But the more I thought about it, the more the idea grew on me. We spent the next 2 hours writing out the business plan on the back of our menu, and that was the launching point of what became Vantage Resort Realty.